So we are going to learn this afternoon about a Rashi on the Torah. A beautiful sugya on a Rashi. The pasuk tells us the very, very beginning of the parsha, Vayetar Yitzchak Lashem Lenochach Ishto. Yitzchak davened towards to Hashem across from his wife, Ki Akarahi, Vayesar Lo Hashem Vatar Rivka Ishto. So Vayesar Lo Hashem, Hashem paid attention to her. Even though she was davening as well, to him rather. Even though she was also davening, he paid attention to his tefillah. Says Rashi famously, number two, Vayetar lo, lo, v'lo, lo. Hashem listened to Yitzchak's tefillah, not to Rivka's tefillah. She'ein domet tefillah tzadik ben tzadik, the tefillah tzadik ben rasha. We cannot compare the effect, the ability of the tefillah, the strength of the tefillah of a tzadik ben tzadik to that of a Tzadik ben Rasha, lefikach, it says lo v'lo lo. That's the klal. The tefillah of a tzadik ben tzadik is greater, more effective than a tzadik ben Rasha. That's the Rashi. It's a Gemara. So there's a fascinating Rush quoted by his son, the Tur, number three. And it may have been when the Rush was traveling throughout his life. He had to travel from a couple places. So this might be when he ended up moving a bit. So it says in number three the following. Beila Makomos, the following locations, where Limnos Bizuye Hamishpachos Lishluchei Tzibur. The Rush was familiar that there were some communities that would dafka choose a Shliach Tzibur that came from a very disgraced family. Dafka, a disgraced family. Family that went through whatever sorrows they went through, whatever difficulties, whatever bad reputation, they would choose a chazan from that type of family. The Yesh B'davar Hazeh Bizui Mitzvah, he writes. It's a Bizui Mitzvah, it's a terrible disgrace to choose such a person. Ki'ilu Eino Kedai L'Miyuchasin Shebe Yisrael. It's as if you're saying that anyone with proper Yichus is worthless. We don't care about Yichus, which of course isn't true. Ela Kishar Umnius, you're treating a Chazan like another profession, that we don't choose lawyers and doctors based on Yichus, we choose based on whoever's qualified. So is a davening for the Alma just a regular job? Chalila lios mlechas Hashem umanos. Chas v'shalom, lest we say that davening for the Amud is just a regular job, ela atar l'rosh, it's a crown on the head. Gamani nisramti b'yom bo'ohena. I also was bothered when I came to this location, al chazane ha'aretazos, the chazanin that you choose in this land. What was his problem? Avalo nisramti al shelcha, ki talisa devar b'yachas mishpacha. Your problem was, you only choose those who come from proper yichus. That seems okay, right? He just went against, he railed against those communities that chose. Those came from disgraceful families. Those who had mamzerus or halalim. Don't do that. But now he's upset because the following community chose dafka from families that had proper yichus. Wouldn't that be acceptable? Says the Rush. Ve'eino kein be'eine amakum. This is not right in the eyes of Hashem either. We don't go based on yichus. We don't go based on disgraced families. Let's say he comes from a very reputable family. But the guy's a Rasha. He's a terrible person. He's a Rotzeach. He's Mechal Shabbos. We don't care for his Yichus if he's a terrible person. If he comes from a very unrespected family. The Tzadik, but he's a Tzadik. Tov l'kariv. It's good to bring such a person closer. Mizerachok, and from those children, those people who are distant, bring them closer, as it says, and we'll see a little bit later, the limud of shalom, shalom, lirachok, lekarov. Those who are rachok, those who are karov, we should bring them closer. So in the end of the day, the Rush says, who should we choose to be the chazan? Who should be the shliach tzibur? Not a person who's a tzadik ben tzadik, not a person from a mishpacha that's miucheses. Rather, we should choose a person who is a tzadik, who is a wonderful person, sounds like a tzaddik ben Rasha. A tzaddik ben Rasha would be acceptable. That dafka person who comes from a bad family, that's a great thing. A tzaddik ben Rasha in Mishpacha Bazuya, and the guy's a tzaddik, we should choose him. We should choose such a person, such a tzaddik. Why would we choose such a tzaddik?
Even if you don't have a tzaddik ben tzaddik.
Ah, so we'll get to that in just a second. Very good. So it sounds like from the Rush, either are good. Either tzaddik ben tzaddik and tzaddik ben Rasha. They're both equally good. We saw before that a tzaddik ben tzaddik is better than a tzaddik ben Rasha, but the Rasha says they're both good. A tzaddik ben a tzaddik a tzaddik ben a rasha. There's no difference between the two. We don't care about yichus. A ben tzaddik is really meaningless. We care about the tzaddik himself. That's what the Rush writes. Now, why do we care so much about the tzaddik? Why do we care so much about tzaddik ben rasha? Well, what's so great about the tzaddik ben rasha? So we have two reasons found in the poskim.
He didn't say that he preferred
tzaddik. No, but he's, they're equal. But it's equal too. He says, I don't care about yichus. Yichus is obsolete. I care about the person. So what's so great about tzaddik? I would imagine a tzaddik ben tzaddik should be greater than a tzaddik ben rasha. What is the advantage of a tzaddik ben rasha? Excellent. So we're going to get... Excellent. Very good. So look what the Taz writes. Taz writes something along these lines. The Taz on this Simon Nun Gimel, Sif Katan Gimel, number 4. Read just the bold. The Taz writes, Tov Likariv Zeh Shehu Einu Miyuchas. It's actually very good to bring closer, to draw closer he who does not come from a family of Yichas. Kedei Likarvo La'osa Zera L'shchina. So we could bring him closer. If he grew up in a family of tzaddikim, so it's natural that was the environment he grew up in. But if he grew up in a non-religious environment or a family that wasn't miyuchas, we want to draw that person closer. Dirachmana liba ba'i. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a person's heart. A person who made a commitment, who overcame his yetzahara. Dirachmana liba ba'i. I want his heart. B'tiyat tfilaso nishmas. Now this is where the Taz adds. And his tefillah will be Yoser Mitzadik, Nishmas Yoser Mitzadik ben Tzadik, will actually be listened to more so than a Tzadik ben Tzadik. There's a Nilman be Pasuk L'Rachok L'Karv. That Pasuk again, we'll see in the Gemara later on, that Limud. So the Taz takes the Rush and adds one step to it. They're actually not equal, a Tzadik ben Tzadik to a Tzadik ben Rasha. Actually, a Tzadik ben Rasha is greater because, as you said, he overcame his Yetzirah. He overcame his surroundings. Yes. Yep. Sure, it certainly carries weight. So the Taz felt that even the both sides carry weight, but the corner of the Taz ben Rasha, his Rachmana liba ba'i, that apparently overcomes the yichas of the fathers and grandfathers. Again, they both have advantages, but this is how the Taz is being machriya the shaila. Yes.
That golden spoon gives him an advantage of somebody who comes after it. It's inculcated in him. Genes of...
For sure. It certainly is. But the tzaddik ben Rasha, who did not have that golden spoon, if he becomes a tzaddik despite his surroundings, he's overcome much more. We'll get to a couple reasons why. One that you suggested, but we'll get to a different reason towards the end. Yes?
How would you classify a ger?
A ger? A ger wouldn't necessarily be a tzaddik. A ger, you know, accomplished a great thing, but a tzaddik is a whole nother level to get to that point. So he wouldn't be classified as a tzaddik. Yeah, we'll get excellent.
The same thing.
We'll get to that. We're going to bring it to that discussion in just a few moments. Yes. Yeah, it's a very complicated and sophisticated discussion, but bring it into the halachas of tefillah and who should lead the Amud, at least the Gabi, this particular halacha, the Taz felt, the Tzaddik ben Rasha, because Rachmana Liba Bai, it comes to one's heart, that overrides a Tzaddik ben Tzaddik. There might be other areas of Torah where a Tzaddik ben Tzaddik would be preferred.
Rabbi Goldberg spoke about this yesterday, that a Tzaddik ben Tzaddik has a very hard time, because many times he may feel that he can't be as good as his father, and he may give up.
Exactly.
So a tzaddik ben tzaddik goes over and above, and if he becomes a tzaddik, it's a great...
Exactly. Rav Dessler actually writes to this point, that's why Yitzchak Avinu had to create his own path. Yeah. While Avram was the mid of chesed, Yitzhak is the midah of Gvura, because he had to find his own way, not to just follow his father. He wanted to have his own creativity, his own accomplishments, but that has a challenge. Being a son of a rabbi also comes with that type of weight, the expectation that exists. Not quite a son of a tzaddik, but anyone whose father's accomplished in any area, could be a son of a lawyer or a doctor. What that expectations are certainly carries weight to the children. So now let's move on to number five, the Levush. Levush always gives a different reason than the mainstream poskim, whatever the halacha is. Levush has another reason, a very creative reason, why we prefer a tzaddik ben rasha to daven over a tzaddik ben tzaddik. Look what the Levush writes. Number five, he says, wrote to Lomar of Hashem Yisbarach Yireh HaKavana Shel Tzibur. He looks what the Tzibur's intention is. She'osin zos k'dei lekarvel osa zera. Why did the Tzibur choose the tzaddik ben rasha? They saw that he came from a family that may have been broken, that may have been disgraced, and they wanted to bring him closer, make him feel good. We have this yeshiva a few blocks away. And one of the things we do, in addition to just teaching and learning, we want to build the boys up. We want to give them opportunities to grow. We want to give them something to do, something to look forward. We want to give them responsibility. When you give a person a responsibility, give a person an opportunity, you allow them to grow, become great. If you just teach them but don't give them a chance to thrive, then they won't be able to thrive. Successful people are successful because they were given opportunities. So here we have a similar thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees the tzibur. The tzaddik ben rasha wasn't the best choice, actually. And he may not be the greatest person. His tefillah may not be listened to, but it's not because his tefillah, says the Levush. It's because the tzibur chose him. It was a type of kirv they had done to make him feel good and proud of himself, and the tzibur's tefillah is what's been listening to, not the chazan's tefillah, per se. And it's a fascinating angle of the Levush. So these are two reasons why the Rush would say that tzaddik ben rasha is greater than the tzaddik ben tzaddik. Now the problem is, we just started off with this Rashi in the beginning that said tzaddik ben tzaddik's tefillah is greater than tzaddik ben rasha. So they're going against the Rashi, which is pretty much a Gemara in Yevamos. So how do you drive the two together? On one hand, the tzaddik ben tzaddik, Yitzchak's tefillah is listened to more, but the Rush says the tzaddik ben rasha's tefillah is listened to more. So the Torah Tumim asks this question and makes the following suggestion. Look at number six. In just a bowl, the Torah Tumim asks, V'teimah, Shalot tirit me'uma, this doesn't answer anything, this Taz he's quoting, who says a tefillah ben rasha, tzaddik ben rasha is greater, Kenegin mashmal stimas ha-gemara. This goes against the simple reading of the Gemara that a tzaddik ben tzaddik's tefillah is greater. Eino doma tefillah tzaddik ben tzaddik. So how does the Rush answer this question? So Elo, this is the chiddush of the Torah Tumim, Elo Shinirali, it appears to me, Dimishu bal midos tovos biyoseh, a person who has an incredible refined midos, afal pishu tzaddik ben rasha, even though he might have no yichus, he's a tzaddik ben rasha, b'chol zeh, without, despite that fact, roi levaker oso al tzaddik ben tzaddik she'ein bo midos tovos shel tzaddik ben rasha. We're talking about, we're not equal choices here. If the options were the same, tzaddik ben tzaddik, and tzaddik ben rasha, they both are the same level of tzidkus. They both have the same level of accomplishments in their midos. So then the tzaddik ben tzaddik wins, you're right. So Rivka and Yitzhak, for example, they both had refined midos, and therefore there was neutral in terms of midos, so they chose tzaddik ben tzaddik. But if the tzaddik ben tzaddik and tzaddik ben rasha are not equal midos, but the tzaddik ben rasha has greater midos, then that will tip the scale, and he should be chosen. His tefillah will be listened to more. We're measuring different tzaddikim here. And the Torah Tumim goes on to bring a raya, the Gemara in Tainus. Gemara in Tainus tells us, continuing on the Torah Tumim, when it's not bold anymore, Venira, raya lezeh, here's the following proof. The Gemara in Tainus, daf Chaf Hema Beis, teaches us. Ma'isa b'Rebbe Eliezer, she'yaru lefnei ateva, Rebbe Eliezer went to daven for the Amud, v'lo yarduk shamim b'din rain. The yard afterwards, Rebbe Kiva went down to daven for the Amud. The yarduk shamim began to rain. Having miranane rabbanan al kvodash Rebbe Eliezer shalonan. There became to be a little tumult here. Everyone was upset for the respect of Rebbe Eliezer, who was known to be greater than Rebbe Akiva. And yet he wasn't answered. It wasn't becoming of Rebbe Eliezer. They got very concerned with his respect. So what happened? The Gemara says, Yat sabasko v'amra. A heavenly voice came out and announced, Lo mipnesha ze Rebbe Akiva gadol mizeh Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Akiva is not greater than Rebbe Eliezer. El mipnei shezer Rebbe Akiva mavir amidosof. Again, Enoch Adami, Rebbe Eliezer was greater in his stature and his accomplishments, but in his midos, Rebbe Akiva was greater because he was mavir amidosof. It didn't bother him. A person insulted him, offended him. He was Mavriya Midosov. V'zeh Rebbe Eliezer Eino Mavriya Midosov. And so we see when there's a clash between two different people, two different tzaddikim, it's the Midos Tovos that tips the scale. V'nei Adua comments the Torah to me. It's known. Rebbe Kiva Haya Ben Gerim. He was the son of parents who were Gerim. Vim Kain Haya Rebbe Eliezer Lagavi Berech Tzaddik Ben Tzaddik. And Rebbe Eliezer, therefore, relative to Rebbe Kiva, was a Tzaddik Ben Tzaddik. Yet still we chose Rebbe Kiva over Rebbe Eliezer. Why? Because Zenena Rebbe Kiva Mibrei Hamida Tova Shahayisabo Yisera Al Rebbe Eliezer. In other words, normally Tzaddik Ben Tzaddik is better, but the Tzaddik Ben Rosh's Midos are greater, so then he davens over the Tzaddik Ben Tzaddik. So I agree with you. It seems like in Ukimta that doesn't seem to be there so much. And I'm more comfortable with saying the following. This would not be the first machlokas that we have, of course, in Torah. It appears to me that there's machlokas whether or not Tzaddik ben Tzaddik is tefillah will be listened to, or Tzaddik ben Rosh's tefillah will be listened to more. Where would we find this? To what you pointed out, how do we view Tzaddikim versus Bali Tshuva? Who are greater? Which group is considered greater? So here we have a machlokas in the Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Dalad Amabez, a well-known machlokas, Amar Rebbe Yechia Bar Abba, number 7. Amar Rebbe Yochanan, he quotes Rebbe Yochanan, and Rebbe Yochanan's name is very important here. All the Nevi'im, all the prophets, they spoke about the great schar that's awaiting people. They were only describing the schar that's awaiting the Bali Tshuva. About tzaddikim gemurim, tzaddikim who never tasted sin, who are tzaddikim from the moment they came to the world to the end of their life. Ayin l'rasa elokim z'lasecha, that no one other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the great reward awaiting the tzaddikim gemurim. In other words, Rabbi Yochan holds tzaddikim gemurim are greater than Bali Tshuva. Upliga the Rabbi Abo. Rabbi Abo argues and says, no, Dama Rabbi Abo, Malkum Shibali Tshuva Omdim, this place in which the Bali Tshuva stand, Tadim Gemurim Ein Omdim, the Tadim Gemurim don't stand in the same level. In other words, Bali Tshuva are higher than Tadim Gemurim. Shenamar, it says in the pasuk we quoted earlier, Shalom, Shalom, Lerachok, Lekarov, peace to be to who is close and far, or far and close. What does it mean, Rachok and Karov? Lerachok Bereisha. First, we're giving Shalom to those who are Rachok, who were people who were distant, who came closer. V'hadar l'karav, then we give welcome to those who were always close. In other words, the rechokim, the Bali Tshuva, take precedence to those who are always tzaddikim gemurim. Rabbi Yochanan responds back and says, no, you got the whole pasuk wrong. My rechok, rechok doesn't mean the one who's far from Torah, it means one who's far from Avera. Rechok shayirachok midvar Avera meikara, a tzaddik is called the rechok. And my karov, shahaya karov ledvar avera, v'nishachak mimen hashta. So he has a whole different understanding. But what comes out here is, the machlokis in the Gemara, do we say tzaddik gemurim are better, or do we say bali tshuva are better? In other words, do we say tzaddik ben tzaddik is better, or tzaddik ben rush is better? So the machlokis we saw above, whether the tefillah is listened to a tzaddik ben tzaddik like Rashi, or tzaddik ben rusha like the rush, might hinge on this machlokis in Brachos. Is it Tzaddik Gomer better, or is it Baal Tshuva better? Now, how do we paskin? So, if you turn the page, flip it around as well, it came up upside down, I don't know how these things work. Number 8, the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva Perek Zayin Halacha Dal. He paskins for us the following. Al Yidama Adam Baal Tshuva Shumeruchak, a person should not view a Baal Tshuva that he's distant, he's far, Mimalos HaTzadikim, that he's far from the levels of the Tzadikim, because all the sins he did, the terrible things he did, he didn't know what he's doing, maybe he didn't know what he's doing, but he did have heroes. Ein hadavar kein, don't view the Baal Tshuva as being distant from the tzaddikim. Ela ahuv v'nechmadhu lefnei habore ki'ilu lo chata me'olam. He's so beloved and endeared by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if he never sinned. Well, not only that, ela shesach scharu harbe, he's got great reward awaiting him, Shere Tam Tamachet. He tasted sin, and yet Pirish Mimenu. He was able to divorce himself from that with great difficulty. The Kavash Yitzhu, he overcame his incredible Yetzahara. Amru Chachamim, and therefore Chachamim say, Makam Shibali Tshuva Omdin, Ein Tzadikim Gemum Yichom La'amobo. In other words, he paskins that Bali Tshuva are greater. Kolomer Me'alasan Gedola Mimalas Elu Shlochot Me'olam. Greater are the Bali Tshuva who overcame the Yetzirah, like you said, than those who never tasted sin in their life, because they overcame much more. And that's how the Rambam paskins that Baalei Tshuva are greater. Now the difficulty with Psak is we have a klal in Shas. Whenever Rabbi Yochanan argues on somebody else, we always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. In this case, Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that the tzaddikim gemurim are better than the Baal Tshuva. How then does the Rambam paskin like the Baal Tshuva are better than the tzaddikim gemurim? It's against this klal in Shas. So the Maaser Rokeach says, number 9, maybe this klal, the paskin like Rabbi Akiva, is only true when there's a nafkamina here. But when there's no nafkamina, like, we're not up to us to see who's better. I'm not here to judge the tzaddik gemur or the Baal Tshuva. There's no nafkamina. Then if it has to do with just the hashkafa of the world, then there's no rules of paskin like Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, since there's no old nafkamina, says the Maaser Rokeach, we can paskin against Rabbi Yochanan. Now, the problem with that suggestion is we just said that there's actually a nafkamina. There's a nafkamina whether tzaddikim and gemurim are better or whether Baal Tshuva is better. What's a nafkamina? Who should you choose to be a chazan? It is a nafkamina. So this answer, Maaser Rokeach, may not work. So maybe the other way we could paskin against Rabbi Yochanan is if we find a raya, if there's a mefurish gemara somewhere that clearly indicates that a tzaddik ben rasha, or in other words, a Baal Tshuva, is greater than a tzaddik gemur, that would also help us paskin against Rabbi Yochanan. And in fact, we do have a gemara. If you look in the Or Sameach in number 10, he quotes a gemara about Yosef and Yehuda. And the gemara tells us, number 10, Mishum der Bishum Chassid Adamar Beperak Zayin Desota, Yosef, Shekida Shem Shemai Meseis, we know Yosef Tzadik overcame his Yetzihara, but it was Beseis, nobody knew about it. He was called Yehosef, an extra letter, the letter He was added to his name. However, Yehuda, Shekida Shem Shemai Befarhesia, his was a public sanctification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Nikra Kula Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His whole name, Yehuda, has the Yud Kei Vavke, his whole name, a full name of Hashem was placed in his name, Yehuda, and therefore Savar, the Baalei Tshuva Adif. And this, says Or Sameach, proves us that we're trying to celebrate Yosef, we're trying to celebrate Yehuda even more because they overcame the Yetzer Hara. That tells us that Baalei Tshuva are greater than Tzaddikim. And based on this Gemara, says Or Sameach, we could paskin against Rabbi Yochanan that Baal Tshuva, in fact, is greater. Now, what are the reasons why Baal Tshuva is greater? So you suggested one of them. That's the Rambam alluded to as well. And that's number 11, the Adirma. The Adirma, why is Baal Tshuva greater than the Tzaddik? And read this inside, number 11. Shetzrichen lichvosh es yitzran gadol mel shetzadikim gemurim. They have a much greater fight to overcome the Yitzhara. Shel hurgala ba'avera, the tzaddikim, never were addicted, never had a habit of doing bad things. Vein lem tzar lichvosh es yitzran. It's not difficult, they have no pain. But the tzar that the Baal Tshuva has to use and overcome the Yitzhara, that gives him greater schar and a higher place than that of a tzaddik. Let's finish off with number 12 and then the story. The Tevas Goma gives another answer why Baal Tshuva is greater than a tzaddik gemur. And that's because we have the following klal. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Yuma that Tshuva Meira and Tshuva Me'ahava. Tshuva Meira is when a person does Tshuva because he's scared of sin, scared of punishment. And the Gemara tells us that the Zadonos, the Averis that were done on purpose, are brought down to Shgagos. But the Gemara says, Tshuva Me'ahava, if you do Tshuva because you love Hashem and you want to draw closer, it turns Zadonos into Zechuyos. Says the Tevas Goma that all the Averis that this guy has compiled his whole life, all the Averis, when he did Tshuva, that big pile of Averis went to the side of the Zechuyos, and that's why he's become a greater individual than that of a Tzaddik Gavah.
The more Averis he did,
the better if he does Tshuva, the better he is, the better off he is. So they finish off finally with the Maisa. Why did it? So the Rashi goes, it's a machlokas. Rashi felt tzaddik ben tzaddik is greater. Tzaddik gemur like Rabbi Yochanan. And the Rambam felt that Baal Tshuva is greater. That's the machlokas between the Rishonim. No, but the Gemara tells us that Hashem listened to it. But in terms of whose tefillah is listened to more, so the Gemara tells us that Yitzchak. But the Gemara felt the need to tell us that Yitzchak's tefillah was listened to and Rivka's was not listened to.
And
that's Fisher. You definitely can make a tzaddik ben Russia could have been that she grew up in the house. He was always a tzaddikist, even though her environment. 100%. Let me finish off with just a nice maisa about the importance of kiruv and giving people a chance to Baalei Tshuva. Meister of Rabbi Levine, who of course was a great tzaddik. So he, there was a boy in his neighborhood who started to disconnect from Yiddishkeit. And slowly, you know, he stopped dressing so religious and stopped wearing tzitzis and stopped wearing a yarmulke. And Rabbi Levine, with a big heart he had, always wanted to schmooze with the boy. But every time he tried, the boy kind of, avoided him. And Rabbi Levine would be on this side of the street, the boy would walk to the other side of the street. One time, Rabbi Levine is walking down the street and he turns a corner and he bumps right into the boy. And the boy, at that point, the boy couldn't escape him. And Rabbi Levine says, "Oh, I've been looking to talk to you. I've been looking for you for quite some time." And he says, "To be honest, I've been trying to avoid you." Rabbi Levine felt so bad. What did I do to it? Did I insult you? I'm so sorry. What? He says, "Rabbi, look at me. I look different. We don't need to have a conversation. I don't have tzitzis. I don't have a yarmulke." So Rabbi Levine said, "Listen, I'm a very short man. I can't see what's on top of your head." And he gave the guy a big hug. He didn't care how the boy dressed. He wanted to just show love. That's a kiruv. Kiruv is love. And that levush we saw earlier, levush shed, the reason why a tzaddik ben Russia, that his tefillah is answered, or he's chosen as a chazan, because it's tzibur. The tzibur wanted to bring him closer. He wanted to show the love to a person. It's not about what a person wears in his head, how a person dresses. Every yid is the same. We should show love to all yidin. Mitzah Hashem, that's the chus. We should be zochah to the gula shem about mitzah. Have a wonderful day.